We all recognize the work of the Knights of Columbus, both right in our own parishes and also across the state of Oregon. They are always available for the important events and in the small ways where there is need. Well, joining us today to tell us a little bit more about the works of the Knights of Columbus and where you're going to be able to see them in a big way, it is Ken Anderson, Oregon State Deputy. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's wonderful to be here, as it always is.
Ken, the news over the weekend of the passing of Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny was really a surprise for so many, and now it is an opportunity for all of us to come together to pray for him and to be there at his funeral coming up next week, and it's an opportunity for the Knights to be there, too. Tell us a little bit about how you are all preparing to be present at the funeral.
Right, definitely. So this past weekend, the incoming state officers for the Knights of Columbus had our annual planning retreat at Our Lady of Peace in Beaverton. And just as we were in the middle of our planning session, some of us were looking at some articles on social media and everything, and we found a notice that Archbishop Emeritus Vlasny had passed away. And this is in the middle of our meeting, and we found out, and we were all very, very saddened to hear that. And we had a moment of prayer, and we even actually had a holy hour in the afternoon where we prayed for his soul and the repose of his soul and everything. So definitely, it really struck us hard when we heard the news. And so then we found out yesterday that the funeral is going to be on Friday, June 6th at 11 a.m. And we are planning on having as many Knights of Columbus throughout the state as possible at that funeral. I know that our fourth degrees have put out a notice asking for all hands on deck as well to have as many fourth degrees there in the honor guard. And I've requested all of the current state officers and the incoming state officers to be present at the funeral as well to pay our respects.
So many people will be at that event, and to be able to see the knight standing at the funeral of a knight, Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny, you said was a Knight of Columbus.
Yes. So for those of you who've been following a lot of the news within our archdiocese, we've lost close to a dozen priests just in the last couple of months. And many of these priests were Knights of Columbus as well. It's really special indeed when our priests are also members of the Knights of Columbus, and so many of them were. And so, the Knights really have lost quite a few very, very valuable members in the last couple months through the deaths of these priests, and we really mourn them very deeply. So, we really take it to heart that we're losing such wonderful men.
Oh, and what we also do is take to prayer also all of the enrollment of men who are interested for priests, for deacons, and for every man that are sitting in the pews every Sunday is an opportunity for you to become a Knight of Columbus. Ken Anderson is joining us today, at least for a little while longer. He is the Oregon State Deputy of the Knights of Columbus. Getting ready to step down in that role, you want to make sure that the Knights are just growing in wonderful ways, and there's a unique incentive coming up.
Yes, so even though I only have about a month left, I really want to encourage the state of Oregon to finish strong this paternal year. And membership growth is always a very, very big, important part of that, because we really are invested in the long-term success of the Knights of Columbus. We want to see the order thrive for generations to come. And in order to make that happen, we need to continue to welcome in more new members to carry on. As I mentioned, we've lost so many people in the last year or so. We've lost so many priests in the last couple of months that were Knights of Columbus. So it's so important for us to continue to invite other men to become knights and join the knights. And it's really something that each Catholic man can benefit from as well. It can touch their lives in ways they may not know it. Really, the whole idea behind joining the Knights of Columbus is to become a better Catholic man for God and to grow closer to God and to grow in personal virtue. And, we have such an such a wonderful example in our founding parish priest, Blessed McGivney, as well. He was a man of immense personal virtue and such an inspiration for all of us that I think every man could benefit from his example by being a Knight of Columbus.
And one of the ways that you are able to help the community, all of the Knights are, is that they have to be strong in their own faith. And there are special ways that you all gather for retreat and for our holy hours. And also, well, before special events, when there is an opportunity to come together and pray, the Sacred Heart icon is coming up. And the timing is perfect as we enter into June and the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Tell us more about it.
Absolutely. So June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the timing is wonderful because just this past calendar year, we released our new pilgrim icon. So the Knights of Columbus order-wide does a pilgrim icon every 2 to 5 years. Previously, it was the icon of St. Joseph, and before that, it was the icon of Our Lady of Persecuted Christians. And so right now it is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we were able to obtain this beautiful icon in early January. And we've been inviting councils throughout the state to host it for a time. And this is especially a wonderful time for councils to host it during the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus as well. And we also decided to incorporate a membership incentive into that as well. So many people may be familiar with the tradition and the custom of enthroning your home with an image of the Sacred Heart. This is a very, very special devotion of consecrating your home and your family to the Sacred Heart. And it's a very beautiful devotion. I personally am going to be doing this, and I'm preparing to do it on the Feast of the Sacred Heart on the 27th of June. And in order to do that, people need to have a very beautiful image of the Sacred Heart ready to enthrone, either put it on their wall or on a special table of prominence in their home. And so one of the incentives that we're doing right now for the Knights of Columbus is that from May 6th until June 3rd, which is a couple days after the Ascension, we're doing a Sprint to Ascension membership incentive where any council that brings in 2 new members during this past month will get a framed copy of the Sacred Heart, about an 8x10 framed image of the Sacred Heart. And this is something that the council could have in their chambers, or they could give it to one of their members and they can enthrone it in their home. So this is a really special and a beautiful incentive. And we have just about another week to be able to make that happen.
All right. And just before we go, in order to incentivize and really get all of these councils working hard, they're all shooting to be Top Gun. What does that mean?
Absolutely. So, you know, every year is different. We see different situations every fraternal year. And this year, I've been watching 2 councils just completely blow it out of the water. So, you know, generally we have kind of a good disbursement of councils bringing in new members, anywhere between 2 to 5 to 10. But we have 2 councils that have brought in over 30 members this fraternal year. One of them is Council 13700 at St. Joseph the Worker in East Portland. And the other council is Council 1872 in Bend at St. Francis of Assisi. And so because they're so close, they're like, you know, each at 34 new members, I decided to launch a competition for both of these councils. Whichever council ends up bringing in the most new members by July 1st is going to be the Oregon Top Gun.
Are the Knights willing to work harder if they know it is a competition? That means there's going to be a winner. How much fun. I can't wait to find out who that winner is going to be. Ken, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for keeping us updated on the work of the Knights of Columbus.
Absolutely. Great balls of fire.
Again, Ken Anderson, the Oregon State Deputy of the Knights of Columbus. Now, if you want to help your parish and join those men who are working for the church and for God as Knights of Columbus, you can find out from your local council how to become a member. And I'll also add information where you can get to the webpage that'll help you sign up online. And of course, all of that you'll find on today's podcast at MatzerDayRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.